Aleich Shur Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Tes. This is the 21st chapter, Siyum Pirkei HaEmunah. The conclusion for the previous few chapters of Dealt with Emunah. Acharei Asher Kosavnu Be'ezras Hashem Eskol Tekef Emunasenu HaKdeisha. We've written what we have about Emunah. He's paraphrasing here the Pasuk at the end of Megillas Esther, that Mordechai and Esther wrote all about the events that had happened. So if you look, the words are just a paraphrase. What we want to do is to conclude these chapters by scanning, just summarizing quickly its levels. Haschalasa behester. Emunah begins with some concealment, v'seifa gilui. Ultimately, it becomes revealed. In other words, reshisa lekabel velismoch. The beginning of Emunah is to receive information, to absorb it, and to trust. Acharisa ladas v'leois. The end of it is to see it, to know it, to experience it. Betziur, by way of illustration, hayeled semech al hirav umetzayes lehem. The child trusts his parents and he obeys them. Mibeli lehavin tam drisheisem, without necessarily understanding, or certainly not fully understanding, the reason for their demands. Behizgaber sichlo bikirboy, as his intellect matures, umevin hanagasam ro'etu altah. He understands their conduct. He sees the benefit. It's a very good illustration because it's exactly like that. Furthermore, I'm adding a point here, a digression. The illustration is also such that one can't advance the objection of blind faith over here. The child is perfectly justified in trusting his parents because the experience that he has is that what they do is for his benefit. Everything they do is for his benefit, and he is the recipient of tremendous love. That's not a blind faith. That's a rational faith. It's a rational trust in those who have proven themselves over and over to be reliable. At any rate, he continues, b'diyuk kacha, exactly in that way. B'reishis tzeadeinu, as we make our first steps, hinenu sumchim al hoirenu v'raboyisenu v'al kabalas terasenu. We rely on our parents, teachers, and kabalas Torah in general, the received, the transmission of the Torah. And also this whispering voice that tells us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We do not necessarily seek all sorts of proofs for this. And initially, at an early stage, one does not subjugate this sense, which philosophers call the sensus divinitatus. We don't subjugate it to an intellectual validation, verification. But birvoisa itim, as time passes, uvizgaber sichlenu, and as our mind matures, hinenu roim esa emes ho atzmis v'esechach ha'pnimi shebemunah. We see the innate truth and the innate imperative of emunah. Ve'az v'ifeches emunah kodemes lidi'ah. Then, what was emunah becomes yedi'ah. It just becomes knowledge, experiential knowledge, v'legilui shebalev, and becomes revealed in the heart. It's exactly like the case of the child. Ulam ha'im chadalnu az mi lehaamin? Is that the end of emunah at that point? No. Ha'emunah ha'koidemes afcha lidi'ah. The previous emunah becomes yedi'ah. Ach be'oifik chayinu ha'ruchaniyim b'torah. But because we've advanced, we have a new spiritual horizon. So on the spiritual horizon of our lives, hinenu mavchinim b'tofois chadashes, we then discern new phenomena she'enenu mevinim oisan. We don't necessarily understand. We have to relate to them through trust. Until we become greater in Torah, and we deepen our minds further. And then we hopefully will discern the truth of these phenomena. Again, that emunah will become something that's revealed and experiential. So what emerges is that the life of a ben aliyah, in the Torah, person is constantly striving to grow, is his alus temidis. It's a constant grow, a climb. Me'emunah lidia. One's going from that initial trust into the knowledge. Ulegilui balev b'madraga achas, and a revelation in the heart. Again, it's experiential on one level. Le'emunah v'gilui balev b'madraga yisegvua, to another level of emunah in gilui balev. V'chen hala b'meshech kol chaya b'eliyasa. So to throughout his life and his growth process. המבין ומשכיל לרדת לעומקם של הדברים. A person understands and is able to plumb these words, יכול להבין בין הרוחניות שלמעלה ממושגנו ובין הרוחניות המסגרה בקרבנו. He will be able to discern between the ruchanius which is beyond our concepts and that ruchanius which is revealed within us, which we discussed in the previous paragraph. Al derech, in the vein of this pasuk, godloi vetuvoi molei oilam, das usvuna sevivim osei. That's in the piyut that we sing here, Shabbos morning, kei ladoin al kol ha'masim. So we say, godloi vetuvoi molei oilam, His greatness and chesed fill the world. Das usvuna sevivim osei. Those don't fill the world, they surround it, encompass it. כלומר, גודלוי וטובוי יסברך איננו מבחינים בשיח העולם. We can discern Hashem's greatness and goodness within the world. שממלאים אויסנו וסכול העולם כולוי, the full us in the world, עד שנוכל להשיג אותם. And therefore we can discern them, we can detect them. אבל חוץ מזה, besides those, ישנן עוד בחינוס רבויס ועצומויס של דעתוי וסבונסו יסברך. There are further numerous and great aspects of Hashem's wisdom, understanding, shen gvoi hois me'asag asinu. They are beyond attainment, bivchinas soivevim esa'ilam, so that they encompass the world, but they're much less accessible. That's the same idea as we're speaking about. V'zeu soida aliyah. This is again this profound idea of growth that we described above. Batechila einenu masagim klum. Initially one doesn't attain anything. It seems to be too distant. אבל באמונתנו הננו מרגישים שישנה רוחניות גבוהה. Through emuna, one can sense higher levels of ruchanius, higher, more refined, more noble stages. Ha'yifefes ha'ilam that surrounds the world, mibeli shenochal la'asigah, without our being able to attain it. Emuna tmima zo, that emuna, she'einah ela margisha b'dvarim elamim, that emuna that senses that these hidden entities are there. That's of course harking back to the beginning when we spoke about the Gemara in Shabbos. One answers Amen b'chol koichoi. All the gates of Gan Eden open in front of him. So this he is now explaining. This emuna opens the gates of Gan Eden in front of us. Misaleha adam, the person grows. Misrachev sichloi, his mind expands. Or mischadedes hasagasoi, his conception sharpens. Ad shuroei amitus advarim, to the point where again he sees it. Then it becomes obvious to him, it becomes experiential. And he finds it in his heart. He's managed to draw that which was beyond, that which was hidden from him, into his own realm, or he's expanded his own realm, whatever, to the point where he finds it in his heart. And one can ask, is it that I expanded my own horizons? Is it that the divine flow has come to me? Haim zeva zegaram, is it a combination of the two? So it gadoilu, this is a profound idea. Elohim kedoshim elyon ha'elyonim umtzaoi shochel bikirboi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme of all supreme, and the person finds him within his own heart. One reveals progressively and gradually these levels within oneself. And this is really what we said right in the beginning, the very introduction to the Sefer, where we spoke about the person being transformed. We said it's not that Reuven becomes Shimon, it's that Reuven discovers deeper levels of Reuven within himself. It goes back to that. Kesheanu umdim al ma'alachim eile, when we discuss these processes, hinenu mevinim ki yeshnan medregos rabos v'atzumos be'emuna, we understand then that there are many and very great levels of emuna. That it becomes stronger and stronger progressively in the life of a person, until it becomes a complete certainty and a complete reality in one's heart, to the point where no wind in the world can budge it. He's paraphrasing the Mishnah, Pekeh Avoy, like a person is rooted completely, and nothing can budge him. That's the ultimate emunah. It's a total certainty. Mamash bivchinas uskativ yosed b'makoyim ne'eman, like the pasuk in Yeshayahu that the Rashbam quoted when discussing Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem says Moshe is ne'eman b'chol b'isi, and the Rashbam quoted this pasuk, like a peg that is inserted in the wall. It's so solid, it's immovable. It will not budge. במדרגויס מסגבויס אלו היו גדולי עולם. These are the levels where the real גדולים lived. אברהם אבינו ומשה רבינו עליו השלום, that's where they lived, ובהן נשנסו, and that's where they were tested. על זה נאמר, regarding אברהם, the פסוק says, והאמין בשם ויחשביה לו יצדקו. He had אמונה, and this cannot be אמונה on our levels. And this, it would be so inaccurate, just plain toes. Hashem, Abraham believed. He was experienced prophecy, a person who has prophecy, and he has this most intimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shaykh to speak about emunah on our level. It's emunah on this level of that total and utter certainty. V'zen enash, another one, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, was punished with Ya'an lo he'emantim bi l'hakdisheni. And again, Moshe is the greatest prophet. When it says lo he'emantim bi, it's a completely different level of emunah that the ones that we are discussing. Ein lenu musag mechizuk emunah zo uvhirusah. We don't have a concept of the strength of that type of emunah and its clarity. It's no longer emunah in the sense that we use the word elat veikus. That emunah is really veikus, it's attachment. A person who reaches that type of realm nitba al tezuzat daka min hadaka, is held accountable for the slightest, tiniest little movement. That's the level of Moshe where his nena shi'an lo he'emanti bilak disheni. Ha'maharal kosav ki be'emunah b'madagas Moshe ben alav ha'shalim ein od makom l'ispardus shel ka'as. Emunah on that level leaves no room, or should leave no room whatsoever for a person to be moved to any form of anger. Ki emunah kazes mevi'a l'idei sirab eshira v'simcha. Such emunah brings to shira and joy. Ve'al zeh nitba ne'eman b'yisrael alav ha'shalim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was held accountable for. This is in Gvurei Sashim Perek Zayin. Zoi ha'emes. Mishe zachal ha'teira inu chayot ba'elem v'hester. The person who earns Teira no longer lives in hiddenness, in a world of hiddenness. Ha'nimtza b'martef b'choshar v'afela. The person who's incarcerated in a cellar, in complete and utter darkness. Tzarich le'ha'amin ki achshav ha'shemesh zarachas. So for him it's emunah that the sun is rising. And again, emunah here doesn't mean a blind faith. He has a clock, perhaps, that tells him, or somebody is relaying to him this information. He knows about this. But it's a certain trust in something else, in the clock or in his other indications that at the moment the sun is rising or shining. But one is outside and sees the sun with his or sunlight with his own eyes. That's a level of yedi'ah. Hatira atzma yoir Hashem. The Torah is oir Hashem. That's as described often. Vazeichel Torah roieser. So one who earns Torah then sees. It's no longer emunah, it's yediyah. Ve'enetzichel is the bekelav. There, the challenge is to attach oneself to that light. Shlo yered ot b'martev, so that it no longer goes back, descends down to the cell. Final point. V'yesh lishtomem al Rabbeinu Yonah alav ha'shalom. This is a passage that we will cite later on. It comes up a number of times in both this volume and the next, where Rabbeinu Yonah counts the 10 greatest levels, the greatest accomplishments, and they are all mitzvois aseh. This is in Shaarei Teshuvah Chelek Gimel. Ve'einu mazkir klal ma'alas emunah. He never mentions emunah within those 10. Rak, what he does say is, ma'alas yisboinen bigdulas Hashem, the level of reflecting and meditating on Hashem's greatness, shenema, it's referred to in the pasuk, v'yoda'ato hayom Hashem v'yisai levavecho, ki Hashem hu ha'elohikim, which we say in Oleinu. Zoi ha'tira begeder yom. Rabbeinu is referring to the Torah on the level of day, as we said, that's a level of yedi'ah, beyond what we call emunah. Hakol galui uvaru, where it's all clear, it's all revealed. Where what remains is to reflect and meditate on Hashem's greatness, but and to acquire the process of Hizbonanus as innate to us, something that we do, which is part of us. To the point where we reach the ultimate level, which is Ma'alas Advekus, that level, Shinema Uvoisidbak. The Pasuk says, you shall attach yourself to Hashem. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't count Emunah, because he's speaking about that level of Emunah, which is very close to that Dveikus that we mentioned above. the level of Abraham and Moshe, and the level that we are striving to attain. Adkar.